should be a meaningful fast. We're going to study today Hilchos Birchas HaShachar, the fifth chapter. And we'll start with paragraph number 88. And we're going to try to find the connection between Pinchas, which is the parasha that we read yesterday, and Parshas Matos, the parasha of Nedarim. Thank you so much. Which we'll study, God willing, we'll read this Shabbos. V'oz zocha Pinchas v'notal ha-shalosh ha-kina kinas Hashem tzvakos. Pinchas not only saved the people of Israel from the terrible tragedy of the Magepha, but he also was zealous on behalf of the Almighty. And the pasuk reads, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron ha-kohen heshiv es chamosi. And that means, shebitel ha-chema v'arogez. He was able to neutralize the divine anger. Shehu hefech ha-ratzon. That anger is the opposite of the divine will, which is dedicated to be compassionate. And how did Pinchas achieve this goal? Ayidei shekino kinas Hashem tzvokos. V'chinas bekano es kinosi. So we see that there's going to be an act of zealousness on the part of Pinchas, and that's going to somehow neutralize the divine anger and bring it back to a ratzon, a will towards Hashem and towards Klal Yisrael, a love for Klal Yisrael. And he refers to a different discussion about the mitzvah of tzedakah. And according to the Rebbe, when there's a kinah of kinas Hashem, then it's considered like tzedakah. And the pasuk in Tehillim says, "Vayamod Pinchas vayefalel shekina kinas Hashem tzvakos, and vateichashiv lo litzedakah." So kinas Hashem tzvakos, the act of zealousness, is considered like tzedakah. And as a result of tzedakah, nichna metzach hanochash shubechinas Bilam v'nistaken kol. He says that Bilam, which we discussed last week, is the manifestation of metzach hanochash, and the tikkun against metzach hanochash to defeat Bilam and his desire to curse the people of Israel and bring about their downfall is tzedakah. It's considered an act of kindness. And now we're going to take a look at paragraph number 89. Valkein, Korin Parsha Zos, Bein HaMitzorin. It always falls out that we read the Parsha of Pinchas right near, either before or during the period of the Bein HaMitzorin, which starts today with Shavuos Betamuz. So what is the connection between defeating Bilam and the three-week period of Avelus? Now, we have to address a different question. What sets off the Churban? Kol HaChurban Hoya Al Yidei, it was caused by the Chet HaEgel, Shupgam haratzon shahaya b'shivasa b'tamos. So the opposite of the will of God being fulfilled by the Jewish people is idolatry, and the sin of the egel was a sin of idolatry. So that's going to undermine the ratzon, that ratzon of Hashem, the will that when it comes to fruition cements a relationship between the Almighty and Knesset Yisrael. All this became destroyed and corrupted as a result of the Chet HaEgel. Al Kein Korin Oz Parsha Zos, when we begin to enter into this period of Churban with the 17th of Tammuz, and that Churban represents a pgam ratzon, then we read the parsha of Pinchas, because the kina and the act of zealousness of Pinchas is hachnas Bilam Arasha. And Bilam Arasha, the evil Bilam, tried to undermine the ratzon, and now the kina of Pinchas is going to bring about, or shall we say, reinstate that ratzon. And again, the word ratzon here means the close desire of a relationship between Almighty God and the people of Israel. So that Pinchas, through his kanos, is going to undermine and neutralize Bilam and his desire to destroy the ratzon. And Pinchas is going to be able to reinstate that ratzon. And that's our hope during this period of time of the 3 weeks, that we should be able to recreate that ratzon. And that's why we read Parshas Pinchas. So again, Bilam is the opposite of ratzon. He's trying to be pogam and undermine that ratzon, the will of God to be close to the people of Israel. Pinchas, through his kanos, is going to destroy and neutralize the power of Bilam, and he's going to bring about through his kina a reinstatement of the ratzon. And that's what we need so desperately during this period of the 3 weeks. So it's not coincidental that we're reading about Pinchas during the 3 week period. And now perhaps we can answer another question. The main subject of Parshas Pinchas is the karbanos, which means the musafim of the regel, of the shalosh regolim. What does that have to do with bringing about and reinstating the ratzon? Ki kol hayomim tovim hem mikroi kodesh. What does it mean when we say that the three holidays are sanctified? What is the nature, the essence of that sanctity? Shekorim umegalim es haratzon. We're going to read and implement karbanos that'll bring about ratzon. And this is through the actions of Pinchas, who subjugated and neutralized Bilam HaRosha's Bechina of Metzach HaNochash and would reinstate the Ratzon, which comes to fruition and is revealed through the Karbanos of the Yomim Tovim, which are Mikroi Kodesh. The Kodesh represents here the revelation of God's will to become close to the people of Israel. And kol zehu b'chinas tikun churban beis hamikdash. We are now doing a rectification for the destruction of the Mikdash, because as a result of the destruction of the Mikdash, we were not able to be ole regel to bring the special karbanos and the musafim specifically of the three regalim to create that ratzon. And now how do we do a tikun? How do we bring about, again, reinstate the ratzon? The ratzon that was lost through the churban, and to reinstate the karbanos, that's going to happen as a result of Pinchas, because he defeated the intention of Bilam HaRasha to undermine the ratzon. And Pinchas thereby was able to reinstate, reactivate the ratzon. So therefore we read Parshas Pinchas at this time of the year because it's all about a tikkun of the churban during the period of Bein HaMetzarim that we're commemorating, because Pinchas is going to give us that kol kri of yontif, that ratzon, and that rectification for the pagam in the ratzon of the chet ha'egel. And that's going to give us hope and faith and optimism that we will return to our land, we'll build a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we begin to understand the Smichus Parshios between Pinchas and Matos, which is the Parsha that Yitzchak Hashem will read this week in the Seder of Parshios here in Eretz Yisrael. And the main motif of Parshas Matos is Nidorim, that a person is able to take upon himself a pledge or a vow, and it's binding. Chalidei mitzvah zo shel Nidorim, roim umevinim godel otzem koach adibur. What underlies the Parsha, the mitzvah of Nidorim, is the power of speech. How so? Shetekef kshemavate b'sfosov, as soon as he expresses something in his mouth with the dibur, immediately tzarech lekayim kol yotzei b'piv. He is committed, according to halacha, to fulfill whatever came out of his mouth. We don't have to wait for anything else. Just the moment that he enunciates and utters those words of the neder. Now, what does that have to do with Pinchas? And what does that have to do with being metaken the pagam ratzon of the Cheta Egel and the defeat of the Rosh of Bilam to reinstate the ratzon? What does that have to do with the fact that Parshas Matos, which teaches us Nidorim, is predicated on the premise that man's speech is very, very powerful? Godel otzem koach adibur. And to answer that question, we have to answer a different question. How is it possible that a person takes a neder and he now creates a new mitzvah or a new lotaseh through a neder? Inyan anedorim uplia nisgava. It's something amazing that defies human logic. Ish ki yafli lindor neder nazir Hashem. The word yafli is added by the Torah to indicate the plia, the mystery of nedarim. Shehem bechinas plios chachma. Ki bozer roim gdulas ha'odom abal b'chir sheish lo koch b'fiv lasos li atzmo mitzvos chadoshim shalon itztava b'hem. A man with his great freedom of choice is able to enunciate a neder and create a new mitzvah for himself. A mitzvah that we were not commanded. Kigon, for example, sha'oser olav dover amutim b'fiv. He has a loaf of bread, he's allowed to eat it. And he creates an isur through the mitzvah and the parsha of nedarim, of speech. And immediately after he takes the neder, it is now binding, and he is enjoined from eating that loaf of bread. V'upili, it's amazing. Halo be'emez zeh dover ein lo shum isur b'sharsha. There's no root cause for an Isur to eat a loaf of bread. V'yafal pichei, nevertheless, tekev kshomu b'fiv sheyosar olav hadavar, afil b'lo azkar shem, nesar olav tekev b'isur chomer min ha-Torah. Immediately, with his enunciation of a neder, he generates a new Isur. He doesn't even have to add the name of God. And immediately he's asur be'isur chomer min ha-Torah with a severe violation. How great is the potential of man who is given freedom of choice, and he can use that freedom of choice to desire to add a mitzvah in a very personal way. How does he do so? Bekach piv. When he makes that decision in his heart, and then he expresses it in his mouth in dibur, then he creates a brand new entity of a mitzvah. Kishalibo choshek lekadish es atzmo. The intuition and the emotions of a person project him with a tremendous desire to sanctify himself on a higher level. And what he does is he creates Torah. That's an amazing concept. What does it mean he creates Torah? The Torah is made up of mitzvahs. But there is a limit. There's only 613. He's now adding another mitzvah. So in a sense, he is expanding the Torah, at least for himself. Kiyaz Nesar Olav Adomer B'Isu Torah now becomes an Isu Doraisa, an Isu Torah, to violate that neder.
Another question.
Please.
Don't we have a mitzvah in Sefer Devarim that we're not allowed to add or take away from the mitzvot of the Torah? So
excellent.
How should we do such a thing?
Excellent question. Brilliant question. Let me just reformulate your question. On the one hand, the Torah says we're not allowed to expand the Torah. There's 613. We can't create another mitzvah. However, what we can create is a temporary mitzvah, meaning if a person is motivated by the right motivations and he wants to achieve a higher level of sanctity and he wants to force himself to abstain from whatever it is he wants to abstain from, then on a temporary basis, without changing the number of mitzvahs, but within that mitzvah, which is called the Nedarim, which is one of the 613, he can create an object that's now usur to him, and that authority, that ability to just speak and create an Isur, a Cheftad Isura, is granted to him under the mitzvah of Nedarim. So when he fulfills that Neder, he's not adding a new mitzvah. He hasn't created something that's outside and beyond the confines of the 613, but rather it's one of the 613. But the amazing plia, which he calls Giyafli, of this mitzvah, which is one of the 613, is that something that was not heretofore prohibited by the Torah now becomes prohibited. So he's not adding a new mitzvah, but through the mitzvah that exists that was given at Har Sinai, namely the mitzvah of Nedarim, Ish Kiyafli Lindor Nedel Hashem, he is now creating a kind of a quasi-temporary Cheftza Disura, an object that is now usur to him.
Like a Horat Hashah? Like Rabbani can make a...
Horat Shah, I think, is only to be matir, something that's usur. Horat Shah means that we'll be lenient on something that the Torah prohibited, and that we're allowed to do under certain very strict conditions, called Horat Shah. Here, he's doing the opposite. Instead of being lenient about something that's prohibited, he's creating a chumrah, a stringency, a new isur that didn't exist before. So now when the Torah prohibits whatever the Torah prohibits in a long enumerated list, now as far as he's concerned, we have to add to that list that which he prohibits, let's say a loaf of bread, and that becomes an expansion of the Torah, but only within the framework of the mitzvah of Nedarim. He's not breaking new ground with a brand new mitzvah. If a person would say, oh, on the 15th of the month, I have to light candles in my living room, you know, that would be Baal Tosef. But if he's taking upon himself a neder that this kikar, this loaf of bread, should be asur, and he's motivated by cheshek uratzon, and now he has what's called piv v'libo shavin, what he has in his heart is exactly what he has in his speech, then as far as the Isur neder is concerned, now that neder engenders a brand new cheftza disura, that kikar that he took the neder on. Now, how is it possible that a Jew can now expand the Torah? What is it about the Jew that gives him the ability, the authority, to create a Cheftza Disura? This loaf of bread is permissible, and now became prohibited. So on a deeper level, says Rabbi Nosson, Be'emes Nefesh Yisrael B'Sharsho, if we really go back to the original soul of man, who chelek eloka mimal, it's an integral part of the divinity. V'hu bi'atzmo b'chinas haTorah. And the Jew himself is Torah. And now he quotes the famous Zohar, ki kudsha brichu v'oraisa Yisrael kulachad, that the Almighty and His Torah and Yisrael are all one. one unity. So insofar as he is unified with Kodesh Baruch Hu, it means his neshama, his nefesh, his chelik Eloka mimal, that gives him access to the Torah itself. Because the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael are all one. Alken yesh lo koach befiv lindor neder v'lasos liatzo mitzvos kenafsha. He has a free hand and the authority to create through his neder a mitzvah l'nafsho for himself. And the purpose and the goal of this mitzvah of nedarim is to sanctify himself. There's certain things that tempt him and he wants to stay away from them. So he takes a neder to stay away from anything that might bring him close to violate his... to engage and enjoy his titles, his desires. And that's why the Mishnah in the third chapter of Avos says, Nedarim Siyag Leprishus. That the purpose of Neder is to set up a fence around lust and desire. She'elu HaNedarim Ein Mitzvah Lindar. As the Gemara says in Adarim, Shari Leilinish Lemindar Lizruze Nafshe, to be Mizaris himself and give himself that extra energy for us to fulfill a mitzvah or to avoid violating an Avera, he takes the neder. So essentially, the purpose of a neder siag leprishus. But how does he actually create that isur? Through his speech. And that's how we see demonstrated the power of speech. The amazing power of mivtzas fasayim, that which you utter in your lips, because through that utterance, he's going to be able to overcome those terrible temptations that are very powerful. The lifroshes atzma filu min ha'eter. And that's what the Gemara says in Adarim Shari Le Le'ish Leminda Lezruze Nafshe. He gives a whole bunch of examples of people who took take nedarim, l'sano says a yom to fast, shlo lechol tov min achai eizen zman, olitein tztaka yosem mikocho, to give it an enormous amount of tztaka. Ulechora adover tamua. Rabbi Nosson asks the following question: Mimon afshach. No matter how you slice the cake, im yesh bekochel is gabriel yitzro. What does he need the neder if he has within him the power, the ability to overcome his yitzro? V'misyori she is gabriel yitzro. Mayoel neder. So if he's afraid that he can't withhold himself and overcome temptation, so what good was the neder? Apazer roim godol koach and neder b'sharsho. Rabbi Nosson creates a structure. There's something called plios chachma, which are an amazing knowledge. And Plios Chachma is the root of Bechira. And the idea of a neder, and the goal of a neder, is to climb and ascend all the way up to the level of Plios Chachma. And there he connects with the Shoresh HaBechira, and he gets energy. So that although before he took the neder, it would have been virtually impossible for him to overcome his taiva, his desire, but now with the neder, he's able to climb up to a higher world, which is the source of Bechira. It's called Plios Chachma, and from there, that higher world, he's endowed with a certain energy force, a power that will enable him to overcome the Yetzer Hara, which before he described or enunciated the neder, he would have been unable to be misgaber. He's only able to be misgaber because through the neder, he links up to the Shoresh HaBechira. And there he gets new energy to be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. Don't think that as a result of the neder, when he links up with the Shoresh HaBechira and the Plios Chachma, that he no longer has a choice, a freedom, to choose to take the wrong path, heaven forbid. So he still has a koach habechira, but now the koach habechira, there's like a corresponding, two forces that now are almost equal. There's one force that wants to lure him to violate the Torah, chas v'shalom, and there's tyros and so forth. And on the other side, he now has a power that he has to overcome the Yetzer through his neder. But nevertheless, he's still in a choice situation. And the Torah warns him, "Kechol ha'yotzei mipiv yasa." Be careful to observe and live up to your commitments, anything that you expressed verbally. So again, I guess the taivas are, let's say, 70. He's down at 30. But as a result of the neder, when he links up to the Shoresh HaBechira Plios Chachma, he jacks up from 30 to 50, and now he's equal, and he can make a choice, the right choice. So the neder endows him with new power. Ubeloa neder, beloa shvua, Hoya Yetzer Yochel is Gaber Olov. It'll be easy for the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, to get the best of him. Val Yidei HaNeder HaShvua Omei B'Nisayov. The Neder endows him with new powers, spiritual energy force, that he's able to be Omei B'Nisayov, the Koveshes Yitro. V'chein Matzinu V'kama V'ksherim the tzaddikim, sha'omar sha'yarogil b'nidorim mi'od b'shvil kedushu precious. So we think that nidorim went out of style, but he's saying no, they're still very much in vogue. Okay, we still haven't answered that original question. What does this have to do with Pinchas? Before we get to that question, he says that why do we recite Kol Nidre on Yom Kippur? Because the Nedarim project him to that very high level that we spoke about before, the Shoresh HaBechira and the Pilei Chachmos, v'heim v'b'chines Sharshei HaTorah. It's like getting back to the roots of the Torah. V'chines Tshuva. Right, Yom Kippur is the day in which we're all obligated to do Tshuva. Tshuva is l'mala min HaTorah. Right, within the Torah framework, there's no room for Tshuva. Tshuva defies the rules of the Torah. But there's something called l'mala min HaTorah. And that's where Tshuva belongs. U'misham, from that point, which is above the Torah, Nimshach kol slichas avonos. That's where we, from there we achieve forgiveness for our sins. How can you take a neder and be matir it? There's something called a yachid mumcha, a great scholar. He's an expert in the laws and the darim. How do we understand this concept, this enterprise called hataras nedarim? He can still have remorse and regret about having taken the vow, and then he comes in the presence of the Chacham, and the Chacham could be matir and alleviate him from him the obligation of the neder. He called nefashos Yisrael kluim b'Moshe shubichinas tzadik ador u'menu mekablim koach kol amumchim sheyicholim lahatir b'yochido b'shlosh edyotos. So the power of the chachamim to be matir and neder, a chacham, mumche, or maybe three hedyotos, regular people, is hataras nedarim mikoch Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehu arishon shenosan lonos haTorah, v'elav gilu Hashem Yisparach sod nidorim v'atarosam. Al yidei acharoto l'fnei achocham, shezeu sod tshuva sheikari charoto. Now I'm going to try an experiment and skip to the paragraph that might address our question and see if we're able to follow that, even though we skipped a major section here. Al kein nismach parshas nedarim leparshas Pinchas. Why is that Matos follows immediately after Pinchas? So let's just review one point that we said at the beginning about Pinchas, who is Mekane Kinas Hashem. And we proved earlier that the Mekane Kinas Hashem is the Bechina is connected to Tzedakah. And the concept of Tzedakah apparently indicates that we go beyond. It means that even though we don't have an explicit command, we still want to achieve the Ratzon Hashem. So we said that if Kina, V'kinei kinas Hashem, and that's how he saves Klal Yisrael. We said it's nechshav lo litzdaka. And we quoted a pasuk in Tehillim, "Vateichashiv lo l'tzedaka." And the idea of tzedaka is to overcome a person's natural inclination to want to hoard for himself all his monetary possessions. He doesn't want to take money out of his bank. He's trying to increase the money in his bank account, become a wealthy person. And yet, nevertheless, he gave tzedakah. He's misgaber. He overcomes that natural tendency to hoard his own money and not to give tzedakah. The Alkein Nismach Parshas Nidorin LeParshas Pinchas. So Pinchas also overcomes his natural love for Shalom, for peace. He's after all a grandson of Aaron, who's the Oev Shalom. And he overcomes that tendency. And he kills the Nasi Shevet Shimon, Zimri. He's Mekanei Kinnis Hashem Tzvakos, and that's called Tzedakah. He saves Klal Yisrael. Ki zeh gam kein v'chinat Tzedakah. He overcomes a natural sense of cruelty that's in his house, in his heart, because he wants to hoard all his money for himself, and he turns that into ratzon, into a will, a desire to help someone else. And we said that the purpose of a neder and the motivation to take a neder is to overcome a temptation of the Yetzer Hara that he doesn't feel he has the ability to overcome. And Pinchas, of course, in being Kanei Kinas Hashem, is also overcoming his natural tendency for peace. And that's the connection between Pinchas and Nidorim. Both are considered tzedakah. Tzedakah means when you overcome your desire to hoard the money for yourself and you want to help someone else. And that's what Nidorim are all about. And that's why it's Samach LeParshas Pinchas. Because Pinchas is the ultimate manifestation of tzedakah through his Maisa Knos. And he overcomes his inborn inclination for tzedakah, for shalom. V'aklal. I think now Rabbi Nosson is going to summarize it. He says, Ki bemes pnimius halev shel kol echad v'echad yodea heitev she'ein shum tachlis mizeh ha'olam v'tavosav ha'volov. So in a deeper sense, below the surface, in the pnimius halev, a person realizes that the ultimate purpose is to reach eternity. And this world is full of havolim, vanities, taivos, and lusts, which are antithetical to the tachlis, the purpose of this world. Ubefrat lev shel ish ha-yisraeli shemizera Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov shaya ikar nidve lev. What is the essence of the avos? They are nidve lev. And therefore, every member of Klal Yisrael, insofar as we are descendants of the Avos, Lev shall call Echad, Vekol Ish Yisraeli Vipnimiuso, V'vaday hu boer tamid l'Hashem Yisparach u'l'tarasa. So what is the Lev HaYehudi? What is the natural state and pure state of the heart of a Jew? The heart of a Jew is a burning fire, a desire to come close to Hashem, to God's Torah. But yet there's Bechira, God grants us choice, freedom of choice. So as soon as a person connects to that inner desire of his heart to want to get close to Hashem and to God's Torah, then what happens is misgaber b'chol pam atzotan v'yitzahara v'machshavos roz. He is now going to be challenged by the satan, the yitzahara, with machshavos roz. The more he's able to garnish his spiritual energies to overcome temptation, the more the temptation gets more and more powerful. Right? Man is thrown into a battlefield to fight a battle that's a very long battle. Man in his natural state, because of the lev of the Ish Israeli, would be able to overcome the Yetzer. Okay, fine. Now he goes off on a different way. V'zehu b'chinas bilam u'balak. She b'chinas metzach ha'nochash v'chayos rosh yonki mizikne ha'dor she'en b'hem shlemus.
What is metzach ha'nochash?
Yeah, that was the last discussion we had about something called metzach nochash. See, the nochash in the story of Eitz Hadas was trying to convince, and apparently successfully so, that the Ratzon of Hashem, heaven forbid, is not really what's good for you. Your own Ratzon, you should have autonomy to create a moral system and decide what's good and what's bad, what's right and what's wrong. The Nachash says, don't believe God. You know, you think he's doing this for your benefit. No, no, no. He's jealous. He doesn't want you to eat from Eitz Hadas because you'll become like God. Yod Hei Tov V'Ra. You should create your own agenda, your own mores, and decide what's good for you. And if it's good for you to eat from the Eitz Hadas, then go ahead and eat from the Eitz Hadas. And he was able to convince Chava, who later on got Adam involved in the whole process. And Bilam is considered the Metzach HaNochash. Why? The Metzach, which is the fire, is the rush, is the thinking, the cerebral center. And that's what Bilam is. Bilam is the center, like the Nochash, to convince Klal Yisrael that they should enjoy this world and do what they think is best for them. He gives an eitzah to Bilam to send the Bnos Moav to entice the Jewish people. And that enticement is the Bechina, corresponds to Metzach HaNochash, to the head of the Nochash, who is the paradigm of the Yetzahar that wants to bring man down. And And he says that Bilam is the Ikar HaCholek HaRishon She'omad K'neged Kedushas Yisrael. He's the number one, the first on line in a long line of forces and evil that tries to defy and desecrate the sanctity of the people of Israel. Chazal tell us that Bilam was one of the advisors of Paro. And he gave Paro the recommendation, Lemorer Chayeim Begolos, to give them a bitter life in the exile of Mitzrayim. So again, let's just summarize. Just like Pinchas overcomes his natural desire and tendency for peace, and he's Kone Kines Hashem, and that's called Tzedakah, so too Nedarim, which is immediately next parasha after Pinchas, is the same expression or development of Pinchas, of overcoming when the Yetzer Hara gets the best of you and it's getting stronger and stronger. You take a neder. The neder allows you, as we said, to link up to a very high place, to a root, origin, shoresh. And that is the Chachmah HaMufles, that Chachmah that's even above the Torah. And the Parsha Nedarim is called the Parsha of Hafla, because Plios HaChachmah allows a person to link up with a very, very high place. And as a result of that connection, he's endowed with new spiritual forces and energies to be able to face the Yetzer that otherwise he would have lost and been defeated. So the connection between Parshas Nedarim and the previous Parsha Pinchas is that same concept of tzedakah, which means to overcome your natural tendency to hoard your money and to give it out and divide it amongst others who need it. That is the concept of Hisgabrus al Yetzer, to overcome the Yetzer, which we saw in Pinchas. Now, we see it in the Parsha Nedarim, when a person is motivated to overcome certain temptations that are very powerful and alluring, and he senses that he will fail, then we say that Nedarim is Siag Leprishus. And Shari Le Ish Le Mindal is Ruze Nafshe. He takes his neder to give himself that extra power, that extra spiritual energy to overcome those temptations. That's what Nedarim are all about. And that's the secret of the Chachma Muflace, of the Pile Chachma. So then, in a certain sense, I'll just add this one sentence and then the floor is yours. A fulfillment of a neder is really like kanos. Because kanos means when you go beyond, right? Pinchas goes beyond himself. There was no absolute obligation, according to Torah law, to kill Zimri. That was a decision that was made spontaneously on the spot by Pinchas, in which he overcame his natural tendency and he did something that goes beyond the law. Stuck also, a person go beyond the law. Let's say I have to give 10%. I push myself and I give 15%. That's also an act of kanos, because I'm not obligated to do so, and my natural tendency, Yetzirah, is not to do so. If I overcome that, that's an act of kanos, which is called tzedakah, and that's what Nedarim is all about. Because without taking the neder, I sense that I don't have that energy, that ability to overcome these very powerful, alluring taivas and so forth. And the neder is going to endow me with certain spiritual powers that enable me to overcome that which otherwise I couldn't overcome.
In the same way that when we daven, when we pray to Hashem, we believe that our prayers have power. That I'm asking Hashem, I really, really need you, God help me, I need your help. Hashem hears the prayer and responds to it positively. In the same way, the neder is using that same power of speech to say, Hashem, I don't want to do this, I'm not going to touch it, I really can't, it's not good for me. Help me, help me, help me. I'm not touching it. I take an oath, I'm not going to touch it, and I say it so that Hashem will help me, and the same way he helped with the prayer.
Beautiful, excellent. And that's why the Koach HaDibur is so powerful. Hashem says man is endowed with the power of speech, and with that power of speech, his lev, which desires to come closer to Hashem and craves that relationship, realizes that he's facing a challenge that he can't overcome, so then with his peh, he's able to create Torah, we said, right, not a 614, but a Torah of Parshas Nedarim. And that Torah will create an Iser, a prohibition, that's going to force him to separate himself from that alluring power, to give him the ability through Koach HaDibur to be endowed with that power that comes from the Plias HaChochma, which is a very high spot, and gives him the ability to overcome his Yetzer, which normally he wouldn't be able to do. And that's really what Pinchas teaches us, that you have energy forces, you're not even aware of how you can tap in to those powerful forces and achieve tzedaka, which is one of the greatest challenges, separate from your money and go beyond the letter of the law, overcome your natural tendency. So we've understood now the connection between Parshas Pinchas and the Parsha Nedarim and Parshas Matos. Okay, we should have a very meaningful fast, and the Beinah Mitzorim should bring us closer and closer to Hashem so that we can bring about the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash.